Nolte, Target stock downgraded by JP Morgan after satanic grooming backlash. By John Nolte on June 1, 2023. JP Morgan downgraded its outlook on Target's stock from a neutral rating to overweight. Prior to the retailer coming out last week as satanic child groomers, JP Morgan had Target listed at a price target of $182. After the retailer came out of the closet as satanic child groomers, JP Morgan dumped that to just $144. Hope you are enjoying your Pride Month, Target. We continue to believe that the consumer is broadly weakening while the share of wallets shift away from goods. 51% of Target's sales is outgoing, wrote JP Morgan analyst Christopher Horvers. While still positive on a three-year basis, Target has been giving back share on a one-year view, and we believe this share loss could accelerate into back-to-school and linger into holiday given consumer pressures and recent company controversies. This could turn Target's traffic negative after an impressive run of 12 consecutive positive quarters. Target is facing consumer pressures and the effects of recent controversies, JP Morgan said. I sure hope so. Target is also facing its longest losing streak in 23 years. Lol. How's your Pride Month going so far, Target? So far, my Pride Month has been pretty awesome. On May 24, the Target stock price was $143. Today it's down to $130. Step outside of the madness for just a moment to take a deep breath and ask yourself this. How difficult is it to leave the kids alone? How difficult is it to shield kids from adult stuff? We know it's not difficult at all. American corporations have been doing that for 247 years. Watch, fight the system. Pride merchandise being sold at Target includes coloring books for children. So why would Target partner with a literal Satanist to exploit and corrupt children with adult sexuality and deviant fetishes? I'll tell you why. Because Target is run by monsters, who want to exploit and corrupt your child. Target had to have known there would be backlash and that it would cost them billions. How could they not know? After the Bud Light backlash, how can Target play ignorant? And Bud Light got rocked even though it didn't aim its product at little kids. Target is targeting our kids. Target is seeking to corrupt the innocence of little children. Worse still, and I will never be able to stress this point enough, Target did business with a literal Satanist to corrupt little kids. But here's the thing. Just like the groomers and child abusers at Disney, Target considers those lost billions worth it. Give me another explanation. You can't, because there isn't one. The bottom line is this: these demonic corporations are so desperate to corrupt and defile children, they are willing to lose billions of dollars. The entire American establishment, the corporate media, Hollywood, big tech, big science, and big business, have decided that this is their moment to normalize pedophilia. You think I'm going too far? Well, had I warned you 15 years ago during the gay marriage debate, and I did warn that it was a Pandora's box, that the eventual result would be transvestites greeting little kids at Disneyland, Target partnering with a literal Satanist, and the Dodgers offering an award to an anti-Catholic hate group, I would have been called a homophobe and alarmist. And yet, here we are. There is no bottom when it comes to the depravity and decadence of the left-wing establishment. They are making their move, and that move is against our kids. I oppose boycotts, until they come for the kids. Anyone who does business with Target, Disney, or the Dodgers is aiding and abetting child abuse. Related, Senator Cotton rips Kroger CEO for allegedly firing workers who refuse to wear gay pride symbol. Follow John Nolte on Twitter at NolteNC. Follow his Facebook page here.